guess I could talk about the Order of Aaron, I guess. It's very important, because the Order of Aaron, it takes care of the sin, right? And it's a holy priesthood, right? This is where we're sanctified, we're separated unto God. And the priests, the Aaronic priests, they actually made offerings to God on behalf of his people, right? But here, hallelujah, you know, Christ is the reality of this, you know, the Aaronic high priest, right? He's the reality of the sin offering. He came, he died for our sin. Amen. He took sin away, amen, right? So now actually sin's no more, amen, right? This has to be our reality, right? The Lamb of God has taken away the sin. But even then, right, we can't just focus on just this one aspect of the priesthood. We also need to shift. You know, this matter of this taking care of sin, it brings us back to, you know, our original condition. Yeah. But now, from this original condition, we need to look, there's another calling. You know, there's a deeper calling, right? Amen. And that's the order of Melchizedek. And what is the order of Melchizedek? It's just a matter of ministering God as life to the believers, amen, right? To our brothers and sisters. And I was thinking, I don't know, and I was trying to put this into perspective. I was thinking, you know, after Abraham, right, he fought, I think it was the five kings. You know, the five kings, they lost the battle against the four kings. They came and they took Lot with them. And Abraham raised up, you know, a group of 318 trained men to go after Lot, right? And, I mean, he was definitely outnumbered. You know, you have an army. It's a defeated army, but it's still an army, right? And you're just going against 318 people. And, you know, they kind of like sneak attacked them, and they got Lot back. You know, and I'm imagining as he's fighting for his brother, right? I don't know how he felt afterwards. Maybe he was tired because, you know, you were fighting, right? Or maybe he was still coasting off of, like, adrenaline. But either way, you know, after the battle, you know, Melchizedek came and, you know, ministered God his life and, you know, took care. And I was thinking, well, you know, it doesn't matter what condition all our brothers and sisters are, but as, you know, priest, you know, according to the order of Melchizedek, we need to minister life. Amen. You know, no matter what the situation is, right? Amen. This has to be, we have to minister life.
Amen.
And even this can be done in our service. You know, I was particularly touched concerning this matter of our service. You know, there's a sentence that says, you know, God doesn't need your service, right? But he wants you to minister life.
Amen.
I was thinking, you know, recently we started up, you know, this ushering service. We felt that as a burden, but we need to get this ushering, you know, back on track. And I feel like, you know, it's like a, you know, I feel like in the matter of services in general, but I'm going to speak in relation to ushering. I feel like, you know, there's a lot of concepts that you can bring in. You know, the first one is like, well, you know, I want to make sure I do a good job of ushering. You know, I want to say hi to everyone, you know, make sure I greet all the saints as they come in. Or even, you know, I want to usher for the Lord. You know, I want to usher for his glory. You know, not for my sake, but for his sake. But even, like, I mean, that's good, but there's still, you know, deeper ground we can go where we can minister life.
Amen.
You know, in our service, this is what God is after. He's not after, you know, us to serve him, but it's us to take care of everyone else. You know, to take care of all the saints. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, I don't know, there's a lot of enjoyment, and, one verse I really enjoyed, you know, in 2 Peter is saying, you know, this matter of the royal priesthood, right, we tell out the virtues, you know. I was thinking, well, okay, how do I minister life to everyone else? I mean, it's kind of like an abstract concept, but it's like, how do I do it? Well, you know, hallelujah for the word, you know, it tells us, you just tell out the virtues of him,
amen,
who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Amen.
So this is our function as priests, right? We just tell out the virtues of him. But in order for us to do that, right, we need to first have, you know, this repository of Christ. Right? If we're going to minister Christ, we need to first have Christ minister to us.
Amen.
And hallelujah, you know, how do we have Christ minister, you know, to us? Well, we have a high priest, you know, who's interceding for us. So This Christ, he's the real Melchizedek. He's on the throne, interceding for us, Amen. Ministering Christ to us, you know, dispensing whatever we need, right? He can provide. And then from there, we can go for it and we can just share, right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So amen. So I guess now we're going to just open it up so we can all tell out, you know, the virtues of
amen.
Him.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen. I was reading it, man. I really enjoyed it. We're talking also, we were sharing about priesthood in South America. That in order to be a priest, we must not only serve, but to minister God to others. Right? And that reminds me when we're looking at Martha and Mary, remember? Martha was serving a lot. Right? Was very worried about serving a lot. And but Mary was enjoying the Lord, right? And the two of them complement each other, so it can't be one or the other one. And this really, you know, convict me of not serving enough. Maybe not like Martha, but serving enough, you know? And I said on the Lord when I was coming here from South America, I said, what do you want me to do, Lord? You know, do whatever you want, use me as a vessel unto honor. Useful to the master for every good work. And I was praying, Lord, whatever you want me to do, I do it. You know, and I've been enjoying the Lord. All the time I enjoy the Lord, you know, but, like Mary, but I need to be like Martha sometimes. To serve more. But the two of them complement. But can't be just like Martha all the time. Busy. Like I remember a brother, he worked with the young people so much and he got sick one day. Very busy all the time. I said, brother, relax, you know, the Lord doesn't want to sacrifice. You gotta relax. He got sick and now he's in Israel. He's the one I came to the Lord for. You know, he was very, very, it's a serving one, very into it with the young people, but he got sick because he put too much in his effort. I say, enjoy the Lord, okay? And now he's enjoying the Lord. He's serving the people over there in Israel. And I was asking the Lord, you know, this really convicted me this week that I not only had to enjoy like Mary, but I had to serve like Martha.
Amen.
A little bit. Both of them complement each other.
Amen.
We had to.
Yeah.
This really week has been opened my eyes a lot. And I pray to the Lord that, you know, that use me as a vessel unto honor and glory.
Reminding us that the basic significance of a priest in the Bible is that a priest ministers God to man.
Amen.
And points D and E, it said that if we would be genuine priests, we need to realize that a priest is not only one who serves God, but also one who ministers God to man. And I was listening to the speaking on this message, and I just appreciated the reminder, you know, that whatever we do, there needs to be a ministering of God.
Amen.
Whether we stand up and prophesy, whether we're with the young people, the children, food service, whatever we do, there has to be a ministering of God into man.
Amen.
Because the first mention of the priest is with Melchizedek. And we see that the principle of the priest is one that has to, he came from God and brought bread and wine to Abraham, right? And so we see that's the principle. And so then there's the Aaronic priesthood, which I also really appreciate because that's us going to God first,
right?
And I was sharing with the saints yesterday in PSRP, there was a footnote in Exodus that talked about all the things that the priest needs to do, you know. He needs to deal with his sins, put on the priestly garments, and then he has to fill his hands with the offering, right? And so and when we act as a priest, as a royal priest, we're sanctified, we're separated from the world. We enjoy Christ. That's the reality of the sin offering. That's the burnt offering, all of these offerings.
Amen.
And then we're separated. But then we don't just go to God. We have to come back from God to God's people.
Amen.
To minister something of God into man. And
amen.
I just really appreciated under Roman numeral 2, B3, it says, as the kingly high priest, Christ ministers to us whatever we need, dispensing the process and consummated triune God into us as our life supply to fulfill God's eternal purpose.
Amen.
And then in 5, it says, as we serve in the practical church life, the real priesthood comes into being when we minister God to others so that eventually they will be God's expression. So I just really appreciated this picture. Oh, or actually, it's a picture of our experience. Actually, first, Christ is ministering to us, you know, as the kingly high priest. He ministers everything that we need, you know, all that the triune God is, you know. He meets our every need. Jesus meets man's need. But then, it's to me for you, right? Actually, in 1 Peter 4:10, it talks about stewards of the varied grace of God. And as a steward, it's to me for you. And so I just appreciated this reminder. It's not just to me for me. Problems. I need to come to the Lord and enjoy the Lord. Okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
And I can just go on doing my own thing. Actually, it's to me for you.
Amen.
And actually, it says here, when we minister God to others, so that eventually they will be God's expression.
Amen.
I just appreciate, wow, you know,
yeah.
We minister God into somebody else, and they become the expression of God. That's the priesthood.
Amen.
Anyways, I just appreciate it.
We're not in the Central Philadelphia, but I do enjoy the matter
Amen.
Of the priesthood,
Amen.
Right? And I enjoy the recovery of the original intent of the priesthood,
Amen.
Right? Which
Amen.
Is just one who ministers God into man as our first duty.
Amen.
And you realize like how much you know Christianity has really corrupted
mm-hmm.
our concept of a priest,
well,
right?
Yeah.
You know, like I think if you ask even those who are not in Christianity, what's a priest? The idea is like, oh, somebody who does something for God, some sort of ritual or something like that, right? But then, like Esther said, you know, the first mention of a priest is with Melchizedek, and that always really confused me because I was like, who is Melchizedek? You know, you're reading through, you know, you follow like the line of God's calling, and you understand, I guess, all the way from, I know, from Adam. And then all of a sudden, here's this guy. Where did he come from? I mean, did you wonder?
Yeah.
I was wondering, where did he come from?
Yeah.
Like, how could there be someone outside of, you know, at least what is God's calling traced in Genesis, that was called a priest of God, right?
Right.
But yet there he was,
yeah.
Right? And his main function was to refresh Abraham,
Amen.
Right? Who had just been through
right.
a big battle.
Right.
He needed refreshing.
Amen.
And God knew that.
Amen.
So he sends him this priest, Melchizedek,
Amen.
Right? To minister bread and wine to him.
Amen.
So that's so sweet because like Esther said, you know, our God's desire when he even called the children right out of Egypt was to create a kingdom of priests.
Amen.
All of us are priests.
Right.
That means like all of us have been called to minister God
Amen.
Into one another.
Amen.
That's really our main duty. And when we have that vision, we realize, actually, you can be a priest 24/7, right?
Amen.
Because you just minister what you would, we minister what Christ has ministered into us,
Amen.
To others.
Amen.
You know, so he is the high priest
Amen.
Ministering himself into us.
Right.
And then we go and minister into others. And whether that is in chair arranging
yeah.
or in teaching
right.
or like being a mother to
Amen.
Your children or a spouse to your husband. You know, there's the idea that there's a ministry there
Amen.
Is so important.
Amen.
You know, because how else will we go on?
Yeah.
Actually, what are we here for then?
Yeah.
Other than really, what are we here for, right?
Right.
We have this, there's a pair of like, you know, we have our lives and then there's like this parallel the real thing, right? What we are here for. And that real thing is to minister Christ into others, to be part of the divine economy, right? So praise the Lord for the priesthood and that he's making us his kingdom of priests by ministering to us daily so we can minister into others.
Amen. Praise the Lord for the priesthood. Praise the Lord for this ministry. Yeah. I also think this point, a priest means God to man. It is very interesting. Brother James mentioned in this message, he said when Melchizedek met Abraham, he didn't minister Abraham some grains or grapes or some raw fruits.
Yeah.
He just ministered him some bread and wine. Mm-hmm. He means the bread went through a process. The bread is made from the grains, and the wine is also made from the grapes. But Melchizedek didn't minister some raw materials to Abraham.
Right.
He means the process of trying God.
Yeah.
So this morning I really feel, oh Lord, I don't know how can others minister God to me, but this morning I just feel something minister to me, it is God. All this sharing just touched me. Oh Lord Jesus. And this message also caused me to come to the Lord to ask for a new beginning, Lord. I really need some experience, not just need some teaching, some knowledge to the sense.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Actually, this morning I was bothered for another thing. I was late when I was leaving for the house. I took my watch. Oh, this time 10 o'clock. I was late again. Why you're late again? I didn't wear my ties properly. So this bothered me too much. When I sit here, I was thinking, Lord, should I take off my ties or just wear the tie? I didn't wear it properly. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. But this caused me to come to the Lord.
Amen.
So I prayed to the Lord a little bit. Lord Jesus, I send my mind on you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Caused me to enjoy you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So since as a priest, we must come to the Lord first.
Amen.
As Esther shares, people don't come to the Lord. We have nothing to minister.
Amen.
And what we minister should be the process of trying God.
Amen.
Not some teaching or knowledge.
Yeah, yeah,
oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So I actually enjoyed what Esther and Jeanette shared earlier. In day 3.3, it says, as the kingly high priest, Christ ministers to us whatever we need, dispensing the process and consummated trying God into us as our life supply. But I appreciated the last part. It says to fulfill God's eternal purpose. You know, even as the kingly high priest, like when he meets our needs, it's not just for ourselves, right? And sometimes, like, I feel like my vision is so short that it's just, oh, like the Lord meeting my need. But like, what about the Lord's need, right? And what about the needs of the other saints in the body? But I appreciate it says, as we serve in the practical church life, the real priesthood comes into being when we minister God to others so that eventually they will be God's expression.
Amen.
So, you know, like I just reminded us, you know, we serve the young people or the children. It's like, you know, I can spend hours with them outside, you know, one-on-one or whatever. And not to say, like, there's no need for the human interaction, but in that time, am I ministering God to them so that eventually they can express God, not just, you know, because you can spend 2 hours gossiping or you can spend 2 hours ministering Christ, right? And I just was struck, like, also about the offering, right? Like when we serve as a priest, like everything we do needs to be as an offering to the Lord. Right? It says the question should not be, what have I done for God? But has what I have done been done as an offering to God?
Right.
So even in our service, like, are we doing, like, it's easy, I don't remember who mentioned it earlier, but it's easy to do things, like, in ourselves. Like, oh, I know how to do this. Like, arranging chairs, right? Something like that. Like, but are we enjoying the Lord as we do it? Are we doing it out of ourselves or with a larger view in mind, with the Lord in mind? So I don't know, it just struck me, like Jeanette said, we can be a priest 24/7, right? But it's a matter of if we are willing to come to the Lord first to get the supply so that we can have that supply to minister to others.
Do advertisement for PSRP. You know, yesterday we have 7 cents here. We do PSRP together, and we have very great time. You know, since probably two months ago we starting this, and instead of 1 week, there are quite a few cents out of town. Then we only have 4 cents, and last week we have teachers training, so we don't have anyone here. But all other weeks we at least have 7, 8. Or night, and we would really want to encourage sense if you can make it every Saturday morning 9 to 10 o'clock.
Amen.
And yesterday we memorized the Roman numerals together.
Amen.
So how about let's try? I know I cannot memorize clearly, but let's try. Whoever are here, let me pick a little. 1, the base significance of a priest in the Bible is that a priest minister God to man. Second, the two orders of priesthood are holy priesthood and royal priesthood.
Amen.
And third, the holy priesthood offers spiritual sacrifices to God. Amen. Fourth, it's covered. The kingly priesthood tells us the virtue of the one, the God, who has called us out of darkness into the marvelous light. It's okay. We try.
Amen.
And I really enjoyed the time and enjoyed this week's message. And I fellowship with yesterday. I'm reading a book called The Recovery of Those, the Advance of the Recovery Today. And in that book, Brother Lee shared that he really have burden to recover this priesthood, but he say, don't misunderstand that I'm just trying to tell you everyone need to preach gospel. Mm-hmm. He said, yes, everyone need to preach gospel, but everyone need, he said, my burden is everyone need to preach gospel as priest.
Amen.
I mean, you will preach gospel, but you are not, you don't have a living as a priest before God, and that kind of preaching gospel is not what he wanted to recover. So I really enjoyed this, and so I start to recall, you know, from the beginning of this year, do you remember what we spent a couple of weeks entering into some message in a book called The Law of Revival. Do you remember that? So we read the message that God give us, you know, new beginnings, right? Mm-hmm. Every day, every week, every month, and every year. And also, whenever you feel you are in darkness, or you are down, you are low, you know, there's always a way we can have a new beginning,
yeah.
A revival. Yeah. And after that, we start to read, we enter into the book of Exodus, right? So it also tells, you know, whenever at the time we are saved, right? We exit from Egypt. We have a new beginning, and we need to have a living, always have a new beginning, right?
Yeah.
And I remember, you know, brothers and the church, the leaders enter into this life study of Exodus. So, and after that, we are continue. Enter into this practice. You know, this morning at the family time, I hear so many saints sharing on the life study of Exodus.
Amen.
And I think we need to continue on this, and then we go get into this book. Now we have been past the mid midpoint, right? We are in the week five. And this week five, again, you know, is based on the previous 4 weeks. That's not only tell us the significance of this priesthood, tell us what kind of living we need to have.
Mm-hmm.
And my burden is, you know, we actually know the past Memorial Conference, Memorial Day Conference is about this new revival.
Mm-hmm.
And there's three factors. And the three factors, one is the vision, the high peak vision of the age, right? And the garment living and the shepherding according to God.
Amen.
So it's all, you know, on the same burden. We, at the end, to have the final revival, we need, at the end, we need to have the shepherding according to God. This shepherding according to God is minister to Christ,
Amen.
To man.
Amen.
But to have that, we need to have a vision, yeah. right? And we need to have the garment living.
Amen.
So I just, remind myself and hope remind all the saints from the beginning of this year to now how much we enter into this practice,
Amen.
Our garment living. Do we have a new revival every day,
Jesus.
Every week, every
Amen.
Month, and any time? If we want to have this new revival, that's what we need to get into
Amen.
Every day.
Amen.
You know, when Joe got up and told everybody the message on the two orders of priesthood, all of a sudden, you know, I realized, hey, wait a minute, I know that message. It was actually, the churches in Shanghai were on this message about a month ago. So that's why, you know, I looked up and I thought, hey, you know, I know that message. Well, partly because I also had to give the outline for this message, but it wasn't done in Chinese. So, but this is, you know, this is vaguely what I collected for, you know, since a month has passed. I think, you know, this message is a very good synopsis of the Christian living. I mean, it's a very good, an excellent picture of how the Christian living should be. The first thing it starts out, obviously, in 1 Peter, there are two mentions of priesthood. There's the royal priesthood, and then there's the holy priesthood. Right? So if you're wondering, hey, if there's the royal priesthood and there's the holy priesthood, why are there the two mentioned, the two different wordings? And then also, in numeral one, it starts out with, you know, that the principle in the scriptures is always, whatever the first mention of the word, that sets the principle. Right, for this, so in the case of priests, the first mention is obviously Melchizedek, and for that, you know, we can see that God's intention for priests is to minister Christ, or is to minister God to man, right? And that is the definition of the royal priesthood. Then you wonder, so okay, we have the royal priesthood, so what is the holy priesthood all about? Well, you can see that the holy priesthood is a or for lack of a better term, is an add-on, right? Because of sin, right? Because man has sinned, therefore we need the holy priesthood to bring man to be in the right position with God, right? So that is, that priesthood is to bring man to God, right? So obviously, that's number one. It sets a very nice start off on, you know, God's intention for priests. And then, of course, goes on to numeral two. It shows us the two different priesthoods, right? But, I mean, really, how this reflects on our Christian living, I mean, obviously the saints have shared this previously already, is that, you know, we as priests, the first thing we need to do is to make sure that, you know, we sanctify ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Our living needs to be sanctified.
Yeah.
So we need, you know, the holy priesthood is really for us to be right with God,
Amen.
Right? So that we present ourselves before God. And only then, you know, then we can proceed to become royal priests.
Amen.
So we can minister God, minister Christ to others,
Amen.
Right? Now, the function of priests, Joe also mentioned, you know, what is your job description? Well, really, the job description of a priest is really to minister. It's really to minister God to man,
mm-hmm.
And to do that, what do? In the Old Testament, you have a very, very nice, picture. You offer offerings. You know, you have offerings, all of these different offerings, burnt offerings, so on and so forth. And really, the very nice point under Numa number 3 is that, you know, for all of these different offerings, you know, for example, the sin offering, etc., whoever, a new believer who just got saved, he can experience these offerings. However, the burnt offering, you know, that requires experience, right? That's really your living. If you were to go up to someone who's recently saved, you know, has that man or woman experienced Christ as the burnt offering? I mean, probably very little, right? Because that requires your living. That requires your experience. And that is really a lifelong process. So, you know, with all of that, then obviously ultimately it consummates through Numa 4, you know, with yourself being sanctified, with yourself, experiencing the royal priesthood to the maximum. I mean, what comes out of it is really your gospel, right? That's when, you know, you have priesthood. What does the priesthood do? Roman numeral 4 says, the kingly priesthood tells out the virtues of God, was called out of darkness into his marvelous light. So you speak, you go forth and you speak about God's, of all God's doing. And you can only do that when you're right with God, and when you're sanctified yourself, and you have, only when you... So this is sort of the ultimate. After you present yourself in front of God, then you can present God to man.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So I really enjoy the PSRP. I was at the Chinese speaking side. Equally enjoyable. Amen. So I really appreciate the ministry laid this out so clearly for us. When we talk about the Lord's recovery, we want to recover to God's original plan.
Amen.
And the way he designed it is that all priests should be priests according to the order of Melchizedek.
Amen.
However, men fail. So we have to bring in the Aaronic priesthood to bring men back to God. Amen. And according to our experience, we can see even though the five basic offerings were listed as burnt offering, meal offering, peace offering, sin offering, trespass offering. But in our experience, usually it's the other way around, right? We first enjoy the Lord as the trespass offering for our sins, and then we realize, okay, we are sin. We don't just commit sin, we are sin. So we need to experience as the sin offering. And then we have peace. So we enjoy Christ as the peace offering. Then we realize we need the Lord's humanity through the meal offering. And then eventually, we want to be absolute for the Lord, so we enjoy him as the burnt offering. And it is then we realize we want to spend all our time before our Lord. And that's when we really went back to God and be filled with him. Then we can really serve as the order of Melchizedek. It's just so amazing that, you know, how these points were laid out here, that it's just so wonderful. I mean, the message itself is a processed,
right,
a material food for us. How Melchizedek didn't bring grains or grapes to Abraham. Today, I mean, we are enjoying all these processed food too. Today, I mean, it just reminded me. The brother says here that we need to, every service in the church life, the service has to be done as an offering to God. Otherwise, it's not the right offering, not priestly service. You know what? Even I remember that sometimes when I go into the ladies' room, you know, the sisters' bathroom, you know, different times I could sense whoever the sister served to clean it, I could tell that person really prayed for that service. Because when I walk in there, I don't even know, I couldn't even tell. Are the things arranged, things were placed, how the things were cleaned? But you just felt like when you walk in there, you have the sense of the Lord's presence there.
Amen.
I mean, really. I mean, but there are times you walk in there and you feel like, you don't feel refreshed. I mean, really, so that really reminded me that whenever I get to serve in the bathroom, Lord, when I serve, even though when I'm just cleaning the toilet, when I'm just, you know, Lord, I want whoever uses it to be administered, to be ministered God to them. So I said, Lord, when I'm serving, I want to be before you. I want to enjoy you. And then so I can dispense God to others. Not to mention food service, right? Food service is really, we cook and we feed the saints. We process the food. But still, those processed foods should remind us, Lord, do I have practical experience of you through my practice? And do I only just serve saints with physical food? Do I serve Christ to them when I serve those physical food to them? So I just felt like, oh Lord, amen. I mean, it's just that every service, no matter how small they are, Lord, I want you to be in it. I want to be filled with you first, so when I serve, whoever being served will have received dispensing of God, and then eventually we can all be expression of God. Amen. And one more point that I touched so much was on day 6. I mentioned about all these, we see that, you know, all these terms that we see here. We are the chosen race. We are the holy nation.
Amen.
All these words, priesthood, people, chosen people, these are all collective nouns, meaning that no one can do it by themselves, by one single individual. No way. And praise the Lord that we're here. That's why we need the body so much.
Amen.
Because we will not be able to fulfill our priestly duty by ourselves. So we have to be in the fellowship of the body. We have to be with the saints. Alone by ourselves, there's no priesthood. Amen. So praise the Lord, we're in the body, and let us go to the Lord together, and let us enjoy Him and be filled with Him, and to serve Him to each other.
Amen.
I appreciated that in this message you see that the two orders of the priesthood are not just referring to who Christ is and what He has done, but actually it's very experiential and applicable to who we are and our service before the Lord and to the saints.
Amen.
And it's just there's actually one chapter in this book called The Priesthood. The title is The Two Orders of the Priesthood. Amen. And I recently read it, and I thought I could just read some portions of it to the saints. The order of priests according to Aaron was something of man bringing the needs of God, of man bringing the needs of man to God, because these priests were chosen from among men. But the order according to Melchizedek was one coming from God unto man, imparting something of God to man. And then he says, the priesthood is of both the human and divine natures. It is basically something of incarnation, which is the divine nature mingled with the human nature. The priest must be a person fully mingled with God. The human nature to be mingled with the divine must be holy. Originally, it was common and worldly, but since it must be mingled with the divine nature for the priesthood, it has to be holy. And actually, Brother Lee spends a lot of time going into detail talking about what is this holy priesthood. And he spends a lot of time sharing with the saints that actually to be holy means to be separated.
Amen.
So actually, in order for us to be priests, even to be according to the order of Melchizedek and minister God to others, we first have to be those who come before God.
Amen.
But in order to come before God, we have to be those who are separated from God.
Amen.
Anything that hinders our fellowship with the Lord actually has to be dealt with before the Lord. Or else how can we minister God to others, right? If we ourselves are not being shined upon by the Lord, being filled with God first by the Lord, what are we ministering to the saints? Anyway, so there's this one. Brother Lee talks about how we must spend time to bring all our needs, the needs of the brothers and sisters, and the needs of the whole church into the presence of the Lord and remain there for some time. This is the holy priesthood. And then the next section, it says the kingliness coming out of the holiness. And so I was just really impressed that, the saint shared about how, you know, it was the process God that was brought before man. Actually, when we minister to the saints can always tell the difference if we're ministering something of doctrine or if we're ministering something of our experience. If we minister something of doctrine, that's like something that's not processed. It's just feeding something to us that's not processed. But you can always tell when the saints have experienced something before the Lord, have touched something before the Lord, something that has been mingled of God and man in them, and that is able to meet man's need. And so this last section in this book, I was really touched. It says, the holy and royal priesthood is what the Lord needs today.
Amen.
There will never be a proper building up of the church Amen. Until the priesthood is recovered. Every one of us must learn the lessons of being a holy priest in our private life. We must be wholly separated unto the Lord in everything in order to bring ourselves and others into the Lord's presence. And then it says, we must pray specifically unto the Lord that in our city and in every place, a group of believers will be raised up to function as living priests according to the order of Aaron and according to the order of Melchizedek. So anyway, I just felt like this message is regarding Christ. This message is regarding who we are, but actually it's very applicable and experiential in our Christian life and in our church life.
Amen.
And then the goal has always been for the building. So anyway, may the Lord grant us the grace and the mercy to continue in these things.
Amen.
So I'll just give a closing word here and then we'll end because we got to let these parents go from serving our children. You can hear them going crazy out there. So anyways, here's a word for these two orders.
Amen.
When I was considering this word this morning, I was like, it just doesn't make sense to me, Lord. Why would you do Melchizedek before Aaron when you know that we're going to partake, you know, of the wrong tree? It just doesn't logically make sense. So I was just like considering, Lord, why? But it kind of struck to me, it's because he wanted to make a point. He's like, the point isn't the Aaronic priesthood. The point is Melchizedek.
Uh-huh.
So this is why he first mentions it, even though logically you first need the Aaronic priesthood, right, to take care of your sins, so and then you can be one that ministers Christ to others.
Yeah.
So I was like, wow, the Lord is so wise to put Melchizedek first so early in the Bible. I mean, Aaron comes in pretty late later on. So it's wonderful that we have such verse, you know, chapter 14, that's pretty early in the whole entire Bible. The Lord's already making a point, you know. The point is not to just serve up all these sacrifices. The point is to serve Christ, to process Christ.
Amen.
And even this matter of process, yesterday my wife and I, we got sushi. That's a pretty easy dish. It's not like you're just cutting a fish, but still that fish is still having to go through a little process of slicing and dicing and putting it on, you know, a little rice or something like that. So even the most simple food still has to go through a little bit of process. And I really enjoy what she said. If we just share doctrine, you know, especially our YP, I think a lot of times it's so easy. Oh, just do this, this. And I think we can really tell. I mean, Carol and I were discussing with even our group, Lord, how do we get them to enjoy the Lord? Not this, you know, this gospel meeting. I'm really intense. And she's like, calm down. They need to enjoy the Lord. No, tell them to invite their friends. Come on. You know, but really the only way they're going to be able to invite their friends is from the enjoyment.
Right. Amen.
And I was like, Lord, we just pray a little bit together. Like, Lord, how do we don't know how. We don't know how to get our YP to enjoy the Lord, to experience the Lord. Because once they experience him, then they will invite their friends. Because it's you can't not invite people when you enjoy the Lord. You're just so full of excitement. You're like, oh man, I gotta tell my friends that I experienced something. And I think some of our YP just aren't there yet. They haven't really experienced the Lord. They know they go to summer school of truth. Even some of our college students, when they share isn't their experience. They say, oh, what I learned from summer school of truth. I'm like, oh, don't say that. Don't you enjoy the Lord? But some of the college students, they are getting to that point. They don't open their sentence with, oh, I enjoyed something from summer school of truth. Now they're learning that to experience Christ for themselves and to allow these things to go through this process so they can be ones that are giving out this bread and wine to their fellow freshmen and to the other students. So it's really enjoying that part of eating and partaking of this bread and wine. But also, a lot of the saints shared about service. I think it's so easy, so easy to be one like Martha, right? Just go, doing. But, you know, if we learn to enjoy the Lord, even our service can be enjoyable.
Amen.
I know sometimes I come and I'm like, oh, I do not want to do this. It's because I'm not enjoying the Lord. I'm just doing everything out of duty. Got to set up these chairs or got to come early, do something. But, you know, when you enjoy the Lord, it's so enjoyable. Yesterday, we cut that little branch off the tree. That was enjoyable because I was enjoying the Lord. If we did it early in the morning, I was here early and I was like, oh, I do not want to do this. But we did it after. We had PSRP.
Amen.
Oh, it was enjoyable. Yes. It's enjoyable to serve when you're enjoying the Lord. Mm-hmm. But this is something that, this is an experience. This is a little bit of being processed, of going through our experience. People take our sharing when it's something that's that we can lay out there for them. The Summer School of Truth, teacher's training. You know, Brother Ricky, he shared, you know, if we share with the sixth graders, you know, just some doctrines, and you're just trying to tell them all these Bible stories without kind of making it relate to them, it's going to go way past their head. They're going to be out texting on their phone, playing some video game. They'll be like, you know, doing all sorts of things. But if you make it exciting, if you make it something that they can relate to them at their level, then, you know what, they can take it. Same with adults.
Amen.
If you can make it something relatable that they can take in, something will get in. But if you're just trying to preach the gospel straight from the Bible sometimes, it might not work. So we just have to be before the Lord. How are we going through all our experiences and allowing us to give this process trying God to others,
right,
to really fulfill God's purpose?
Amen.
This is marvelous to see. And then the end of the week, right, we get to, you know, to tell out. I really like that. To tell out is to proclaim abroad.
Amen.
Abroad, that sounds so far. It sounds abroad. When I think of abroad, I think of like Europe.
Amen.
Abroad. This is what we need. We need to be ones that are telling abroad. Sometimes we just like to talk amongst ourselves. But what about our friends? I mean, we need gospel friends. There's not many people in here that are new. This is all same old faces. I see you all the time. We need to get some new blood in here.
Amen.
New blood makes the church vital, makes it living. But that's what the priesthood's about.
Right.
That's what Brother Kyle shared about. Shepherding according to God.
Amen.
This is how we bring people into the church. This is what's on God's heart. God's heart is about, you know, building his bride. Building his bride is adding people into the church life. Ones that really care for what he's doing on this earth. This is what's on God's heart.
Amen.
The Lord is waiting to come back. He's not back yet. So that must mean the bride's not ready. So Lord, we need to be ones that are truly priests. Ones that are serving as the order of Melchizedek. Serving
Amen.
The bread and the wine, the process, trying God
Amen.
To others. It's so rich. Especially all these messages. I was enjoying everyone sharing. Bringing the conference. Bringing in children's meeting, you know, God meets all our needs, every
Amen.
Single need, our whole tripartite being. I've been lacking my whole tripartite being. I feel like just my spirit, but my soul was like dying for like last month. And then, you know, the Lord just kind of brought in some brothers and sisters. I'll share something real quick. My wife's like, hurry up, stop talking. Brother Kyle's been shepherding me. Brother Kyle, we've never talked about sports before. But this last couple of weeks, he's like, oh man, Stephon Curry, man, he's so fun to watch. And you know what? I came home and I told Carolyn, oh, she'll cherish. I just need someone to, like, you know, take care of me humanly. I serve. I'm doing all these things all the time. We're serving YP. We're reading our Bible. We're reading Brothers Reading. We're reading more revival. I'm getting burnt out. And then Brother Kyle comes, and I'm working here at the meeting hall. He's like, oh, I watched some YouTube videos of Stephon Curry. Amen. So our whole tripartite being is really met by the saints.
Amen.
Maybe we can pray together, or actually let's just pray corporately.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, you meet all our needs.
Amen.
Oh, you are so wonderful.
Amen.
Oh, you're so faithful.
Amen.
You know exactly what we need.
Amen.
Oh, we love you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
We love you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, thank you for this wonderful morning.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, bring us back to enjoyment of you.
Amen.
The means of trying God to others.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we love you.
Amen.
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 We love you, Lord.
Amen.
You do meet our every need.
Amen.
Thank you. You're the process triune God.
Amen.
Dispense it to our spirit.
Amen.
Dispense it to the saints.
Amen.
For our enjoyment of you.
Amen.
Bring us on this week.
Amen.
Day by day.
Amen.
Moment by moment.
Amen.
To touch you as our high priest.
That's right. High priest.
Minister you into others.
Amen.
Hallelujah for the holy priesthood.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord
Amen.
Jesus.
Lord, we praise you.
Amen.
Lord, thank you, oh Lord, that we can be priests.
Amen.
Lord, just remind us to keep coming back to you.
Amen.
Lord, thank you. You meet all of our needs.
Amen.
Lord, we just want to minister Christ to those who we serve.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we don't want to serve in ourselves.
Amen.
Lord, we just want to, Lord, take you as our source.
Amen.
Take you as our enjoyment.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we just want to be here for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
So this is for the summer training. So if you're not going live, you can make it to the video. Sign up here. So really no excuse.